thank you for deciding to spend this part of your day with us on Relevant Radio AM 950. And this morning, we're going to be talking about a hurricane and a theater company. Those of you who listen to the news know that for a long time, all we ever heard about was the election. Then all of a sudden, the elections were eclipsed by the ravaging storm on the East Coast called Sandy. And then that did its thing for a couple of days, and we were back to the election. Unfortunately, the devastation that that storm left behind has not gone away, and many, many people can't afford to ignore it, and they're dealing with it on a daily basis. I want to welcome to the program this morning via telephone Deacon Sal Lima, who is involved with an operation called Buckets of Hope, an effort by Archdiocesan deacons to help victims of Hurricane Sandy on the East Coast. Sal is a deacon at St. Rene Goupil in Chicago, and he's also director of communications for Carmelite Media. Welcome, Sal.
Good morning, Gras. Thank you for allowing me to be on the show today.
Well, it's good to have you. So tell us about how you got involved with Buckets of Hope.
Well, this all started from many years ago. A group of deacons and volunteers who were conscious of our gifts and willing to give and share our talents, time, and treasure with others in need, we developed a group called Hopes on the Way, and we went to places such as Louisiana and Alabama to serve others in need by actually putting boots on the ground and doing projects. And so we went 11 times to Louisiana, once to Alabama, Foster's, just in 2011, and we learned a lot. What we learned is what people need when tragedies like this occur, and how we could be of help. And so we developed this now, taking a 5-gallon bucket and stuffing it with as much cleaning supplies as possible, because we know that people will need these. You just can't, once you get back to your home and the electric's back on, etc., you just can't go out to the local store to buy things because they're going to be in the same predicament as you. And if they do have items, they're going to be on a very limited basis.
You know, that's the wonderful thing about the body of Christ. Some needs are huge, some needs are smaller, but all of them require attention. And it's amazing that there are people and there are groups who pay attention to all the various needs. So while some people might be thinking, well, medical attention is the first thing we need, or shelter, and those are obviously important things, here you are with your organization saying, when people need to put back their lives, one of the things they're going to have to do is clean up, and there aren't going to be a lot of cleaning supplies, so let's help them out. That's just remarkable.
Well, we know that as second responders, which we are, generally people have a lot of work to do once to rebuild their lives, and yes, they're going to need clothing and medical supplies, and that's like first responder effort. Now, I contacted some of the places, like I contacted Trenton, New Jersey, and spoke with Sister Judith Dress, who is running the operations there. She is the executive director of the Catholic Social Services of the Diocese of Trenton. And I said, would you need these items? I think you will, but and she was just so excited that we were going to help. And so she found a distribution site in the Bayshore area of Mammoth County and told me that, how many of these could you send us, these buckets of hope filled with cleaning supplies? And she gave me a whole list of places where they would go, Union Beach, Keyport, Atlantic Highland, all different areas within the New Jersey diocese where they could really use these items. And then I contacted a place in New York, and I from phone call to phone call, I managed to find the Knights of Columbus, who have 5 counties that they wish to have these materials and these for the people there, the victims. And so, great, we found places where they could go, you know, and this idea of sending buckets filled with items started to take some shape.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of items, there's a lot to this, you know, and you can't just say, oh, yeah, we're going to send them. Well, how are we going to send them? And so if I could go on, the
Well, just before you do that, I just want to give people a sense of the scope of this tragedy, you know, because unfortunately our memories are short. And when we're looking at the pictures on the TV screen, we see the dimensions of the devastation, but then that realization often fades. It's estimated that nearly $20 billion worth of damage was done, and that the estimated losses, including, you know, obviously business interruptions, surpass $50 billion. Not to mention, of course, the greatest tragedy of all is almost 200 people who were killed along the path of the storm that affected seven countries. You know, it wasn't just something that hit the East Coast, New Jersey, New York. It hit the Caribbean. It hit Eastern Canada. And it's, you know, the devastation unfortunately continues. So here you are, a group of deacons working with, what, at least a dozen parishes in the Archdiocese?
That's correct. We have, at this moment, and if I may stop before I continue on, there is a website that has all this information on it, and ask your listeners to look at that. It's Hopes, H-O-P-E-S, on the way .org, www.hopesontheway.org. We list all the places where we're accepting these items. It'll also list the items in the buckets that we're trying to fill, and also a place for donations if they care to do that. But we have, at this moment, 11 parishes, and we thank those pastors for allowing us to have room on their plants down there to both take this stuff and to fill the buckets that we have furnished them. I could list those if you wish.
Well, we'll do that after the break.
Sure.
Just tell us how you've gone about getting this list of parishes, and are you trying to recruit any others to participate?
Of course we are asking. First of all, we did manage through the Archdiocese to send out a letter to all the pastors asking them to support us in this effort to allow us to have a drop-off center, and their parish become a drop-off center. And then the deacons and other representatives that the pastors so choose will run this at their parish. Now, that's the hard part. They're going to collect, items are going to be given to them, brought to them, collected, and they are going to take the responsibility for seeing that the items get into these buckets and the buckets get sealed and ready for to be picked up. We couldn't have even gotten that far if it wasn't for a couple of folks that donated the cartage of this.
So let's talk about the contents of the bucket. When I first saw the list, my first thought was, how do they know that these are the things they need? But you told us that. You went down and helped after Hurricane Katrina, and you discovered what was needed. So I'm looking at your list of 15 items. I can't understand how you can fit all 15 in a 5-gallon bucket. You must push pretty hard.
Well, we don't want to leave any room. I mean, I think the contents of this is very valuable to the person that receives it. So we practiced. How much could we get in there? We're going to take, like, the little items in there, clothespins. We're going to take them out of it, their little plastic container, and we're going to stuff them in on the sides.
Uh-huh.
I mean, when you open this thing up, it is packed from top to bottom
yeah.
with items.
Now, I noticed one thing that surprised me. It says no bleach. I would have thought that bleach would have been one of the primary items because, you know, you're dealing with mildew, you're dealing with sewer water, perhaps it got into your home. How come no bleach?
It's you can't transport that without a special license.
Oh.
We discovered that. Also, we don't want pads that would rust, you know, no items that scouring pads. We can't leave those in there if they're made out of a metal content. And
the reason for not wanting something that rusts is because they're difficult to dispose of, or?
Well, if they sit in the bucket for any long time, you know, they could spoil some of the other products.
Oh, I see. The concern is that they might rust while they're in the bucket.
Correct.
I see.
And also we asked for sponges, but we did not ask for any made of cellulose due to a mold issue there.
Okay.
So the list has several items of different things, household cleaners, dish soap, aerosol air freshener. We also, as you notice, there's bags so that people can dispose of items that they're trying to clean out, a clothesline and pins so that they can hang up things they're trying to dry out. It's just little basic things. It's little items.
Okay. I remember what I was going to ask you. So if our listeners really wanted to take this up, what would be their first step? Talk to their pastor? Give you a call? Both?
Well, we actually have listed 11 sites, drop-off sites, and they are going to be the places that will receive the goods, but many parishes throughout the Archdiocese are getting on board to make the collections at their parish and then see that the items get dropped off to the drop-off sites who are loading the buckets up. These sites already have the buckets, and as this thing starts on the Sunday after Thanksgiving, they will be ready to receive the items, or a person could just bring them there. On the website, we actually list when items will be received on some of the places, the dates and the times and the places. And this will be updated as we get more information.
And the website, again, is hopes with an S, H-O-P-E-S, ontheway.org.
That's correct.
What about a phone number?
I would be glad to take that, and that would be actually my home phone, because we are a volunteer organization, and everything is done 100% in a volunteer manner. My number is 708-293-0810.
Want to do that one more time?
708-293-0810.
Now, are you going to be part of the actual distribution of these things, or are you putting them on a truck and sending them down, and then some local people there will receive them and distribute?
That was the key part of this. How do we get these items in these buckets 980 miles away? And so for my 11th trip, there was a man by the name of Don Kringle. He works for Allied Van Lines in Westmont. And you might consider him a Kris Kringle for us, because he hooked us up to two people, two organizations, Reliable Moving and Storage, that's located in Elizabeth, New Jersey, Peter Toscano, that owner, and James Monroe, owner of Pickin' and Canes Company. And these two companies are going to, first Pickin' and Canes will be picking up all these buckets on the 28th of December, storing them in their warehouse and preparing for shipping. And then Reliable Moving will be coming up with their truck from New Jersey, loading up all of these buckets and taking them down to any places that we want in New York and New Jersey.
That's amazing. When you're doing the right thing, God provides the way. And no surprise that Kris Kringle suddenly showed up to
absolutely
to do his thing. I just really want to commend you, Sal, your brother deacons, and everyone involved with this. It doesn't seem like a big thing to go to the store and pick up a cleaner and drop it off at a local parish. But when you stop to think that 900 miles away, somebody may be opening up that bottle of cleaner and getting to work, putting their life back together, then you realize you really have made a difference. So God bless you. We encourage everyone to check out hopesontheway.org. And we're going to take a brief break now and come back and talk about the Still Point Theater Collective. Do not go away. Much more good news to come.